All right, so starting the Mishnah on the Chesam Beis and Megillah. Okay, so it's difficult to Mishnah because there are a lot of other differences. There are other differences, like the type of cloth it's written on. Rishonim discuss it. He quotes on the side, Tosin Shabbos, Tosin Menachos. It's not the issue we're taking up. But so over here, according to the Mishnah says that what? That svarim, and what svarim? Torah neviim uksuvim, according to the chachamim, according to the rabbanon, can be written in any language. But tefillin and mezuzos have to be written in ashuris, which is Rashi says what? Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, and Rosh Hashanah Gamliel.
Rosh Hashanah
even the Svarim, they only allowed that they should be written in Greek, other than Hebrew. Yeah, we have to see the we have to see what the tamim of the machlokas are. We have to get to the tamim of the machlokas. But my kamiflagi, but that comes up later in the Gemara. But what are they saying? Halachically, what are they saying? It's an interesting question. I mean, well, let's just appreciate the full import of the statement. I mean, according to the Rabbanan, what does it mean? I'm just practically speaking. According to the Rabbanan, you can have a Sefer Torah, right, written in any language, written in English, and you could be Yotzei Kriyas Torah. I mean, it's a fully functioning Sefer Torah. Has to be written, have all the other requirements, klaf and do. But we don't pass this way. That's wrong.
Still amazing.
It's true. And you Yotzei Kriyas Torah. It's a full Torah, Yotzei Kriya. Even if you don't understand the English, you'd be Yotzei Kriyas Torah. Just like someone doesn't understand Hebrew, Yotzei Kriyas Torah. But only Tefillin, but Tefillin and the Mezuzah have to dafka be written in Hebrew. Yeah, and according to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, only Greek. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so what do you say? So here. Okay. So you say that what? So the machlokas is if the language is part of the cheftza of the Sefer Torah. Okay.
That's not a definition.
No. That's a good definition. It's good enough. One second. We'll have to refine it maybe a little bit. But, in other words, that's the machlokas. In other words, just basically. Right? In other words, according to the Rabbanan, the particular language is not. There's no din of the particular. No, the Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh, right? The Torah is given in Lashon HaKodesh, but what? But that's not part of the ikar of the Torah. I'll just talk it out a little bit.
Had to be in some language.
So that's the best one to use. But that's the particular language is not nitfas as part of the tzura of the Torah. What is? Some sort of ksav, lashon. It has to be written. It's the written word. Right? It has to be the written word. Torah should be ksav. But the only thing that's necessary for ksav is a language. Right? The most universal concept derived from the particular of Hebrew. Right? Now it's given in Hebrew, but that's the particular. But what's necessary, what really creates the Kedusha Sefer Torah is not the particular, but the general, right? So
It's not, if you say, what is the Torah? It's not, it's klaf and dio and ksav. Ksav requires a lashon. But there's no particular lashon that's necessary. One second. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, lashon is necessary. We just have to understand why Greek and Hebrew are the only two lashonos. You understand? But in other words, but basically that would seem to be the machlokas. Just in a prima facie manner, right? No, not a priori. In prima facie. So, right? That's they're arguing about whether there's a din of lashon per se, or just ksav. And then Shimon Gamliel said, then we have to further understand why those two Hebrew we understand, but why would Greek sneak in there, right? Yeah. Why according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? The question is why according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel can't use any other language? Notice the lashon of lohitiru is mashma that it's like an issur d'rabbanan not to use any other language, yeah. Right? And the rabbanan hold there's no issur d'rabbanan. He holds there is. But they weren't gozer on Yavanis for some reason. I have to see. The Gemara seems to have two different reasons for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. Okay. So the Braisa. So the Gemara asked a question on the Mishnah because the Braisa says if you had if you wrote a Hebrew part of the Sefer in Tirgum or a Tirgum part of the Sefer in Hebrew, right? And if you wrote in a different ksav, you wrote in ksav ivri, what does that mean? Rashi says, what's the case though? What does it mean? A different script, but same language. He used a different alphabet. He used a different alphabet, but the same language, right? Rashi says, shaloshin as aloshin. You didn't change the language, but you used, right, different lettering. So that's all no good. It's not matami shadayim. Ad shiyichtevenu b'ksav ashuris ala sefer ubidyo.
So, ksav ashuris hu ksav shalayim.
That's our lettering. And it would seem to be, right. So it's taking care of two things, right? So what's the problem with the braisa? Problem is, it goes against the rabbanan. Right? Goes against the Rabbanan.
You can't write it in a different language.
It says you can't write it in a different language. I mean, that's basically what it's saying. It's saying you can't write it in a different language and you can't write it in a different lettering. Right? And our Mishnah says you can write it in B'chol Lashon. Mashma, different lettering too. Okay, so Rava gives a funny answer. Go ahead.
I'm a Rava. Lo Kasha. Kan Bugu, Gopin Shalanu, Kan Gopin Shalanu. So he says, Takasha. Here, our Mishnah is talking about our Gofen, which Rashi says is Ksiva.
Right.
And there in Brisa, Kan Gofen Rashi also says, Kan Gofen Shalanu, Masnizin the Ksani Bechol Lashon, Shloshin as a Ksad, Elashishin as a Lashon, Brisa of Gofen Shalanu.
Okay, so he has an answer. That what? That when the Mishnah says you can write it Bechol Lashon, right, that means, but you need Hebrew lettering. But you need Hebrew lettering. Right? You need Hebrew lettering. And the Brisa is talking about where you're changing the lettering. Ksav Ivri. Yeah. So what's that? I mean, it's funny you have me in for Rava because he gets knocked off pretty easily. But aside from that, what's his Shita? So what's Rava saying? It's interesting. Rava has an interesting possibility. That what? That the Lashon is not Nitfas, but the Ksav is Nitfas. What kind of an idea is that? The Lashon is not Nitfas, but the Ksav is Nitfas.
The
lettering is one of the component parts of the Torah. Right?
The is
but not the Lashon.
No,
not the Lashon.
How can you have all of them? seems that lashon is more essential.
In other words, I say, what's the tzura of the Torah? What's the physical tzura? Well, there's klaf, there's Eden, there's Dio, and there's letters. And there's letters. And there's Ashuras. Those letters are part of the chefs of the Torah itself. It's an interesting idea, huh?
It is weird. It's not even the letter.
No, but the question is like this. I mean, the question is when the Torah is given, words, what is the Sefer? In other words, you have a lot of particulars. But the question is what is the Sefer? What's the essence? So according to the Mishnah saying that what? That the essence is what? How would you define according to the Rabbanan? According to the Havmir, the original way we're going. For Rav's answer. That it could be written in any ksav and in any lashon.
Right.
I mean, so Mustavi say that's the difference between tefillin and mezuzah on the one hand, and sefer Torah on the other hand. And then svarim on the other hand. Why is it that, the Gemara uses the drasha, the hayu. But why is it different? Why is svarim different than tefillin and mezuzah? Why is svarim different than tefillin and mezuzah? Yeah. Because saying a sefer is a functional entity, right? Of ideas. That's what a sefer is. No?
Functional entity, that's what we mean.
Huh?
That's functional entity, one of those terms, right?
One of those taboo terms you shouldn't use?
No, I just don't know what you mean by functional entity.
Oh. That the essence
mean it's an entity which functions?
No, the essence of it is a certain function. Okay. So I'd say, is this... No, let's say a book was written in one language, and I have a copy of it in another language. Say, is this the same... Is that the same book? Yeah, it's the same book. Right? It's the same exact book. Because... It's communicating certain ideas. It has to be a book. It has to be in writing. But what makes it the same is what it's communicating. Right? What makes it the same as what it's communicating. But tefillin and mezuzahs are not. Those are halachic chefs, it's just a chefs shal mitzvah. It's halachic chefs shal mitzvah. It's something that has, it's a mitzvah that you have, that has a specific ma'isa associated with it. Mikovei it on the doorpost, or wear it on your arm. But in those two things, they are exactly in the way they are defined, exactly in the way that they're in the way that they're given. You don't extrapolate out. It's more like a certain physical. It's a physical entity. It's really like a sukkah. You know what I mean? You make it. How do you make it? It's a physical entity that you have to make, and it has certain parameters. But it's almost like a religious article, you might call it. A religious article. So, whereas the sefer is more than that. The sefer is really the idea of the definition of sefer is to communicate the ideas. So he's saying this is the same sefer. This is the same sefer. Now the problem is that it still has to be a sefer, right? As he's saying, it still has to be a sefer b'ksav. It still has to be a sefer b'ksav. And that's the machlokas of it between Rava and the Havamina. That what? What are you saying, Jake? You're saying that Rava is saying that it has to be biksav. It has to be biksav. See, I would say like this. Then in other words, you don't say a functional entity is a nice idea, but that's just sometimes it's just an excuse for not defining something properly, right? So, for instance, you wouldn't say it's a functional entity, so therefore it can be written on paper. Right? I mean, the function is there. So what's the answer? There's an easy answer to that question, though.
that only things that have to do with the function can be different. You understand? In other words, it's true it's a functional entity, but it was given with the din of klaf. Now that doesn't have to do with this function, so that must be just the definition of the thing itself. You know what I'm trying to go with this? In other words, functional entity is an idea that will help you to know which things are particular and which things are demanded in the particular and which things are demanded in the universal. So if I say a sefer is a functional entity of yediyah, of knowledge, right? So say anything that is part of any particular that has to do with the communication of the idea is just a is lav dafka. But anything that doesn't have to do with communicating the idea is dafka. Just because something is a functional entity doesn't mean it has no structural requirements. I mean, a sukkah is also a functional entity, right? A sukkah is also a functional entity. So Rava is saying the tsuras haosios doesn't have to do with the communication, because the communication is just the lashon itself, right?
Flipping
it a little bit on its head. So as long as you can communicate in another language, as long as you can write another language with ksav ashuris, so you can't deviate from the ksav ashuris. That's not essential. That must be dafka. That is dafka. So what was the avmina? Jeremy, this is the counterintuitive part. No, it's the counterintuitive part. If there's no reason why it has to be done this way, then it must be done this way. Right? But that means because it must be a requirement. It must be dafka requirement. It's not an idea that's fulfilling that you can replace the particular with the same idea. Right. If the tzivoy is klaf and dio, and you can just as well write with another substance on another substance, then that must be part of the din of the Kedusha Sefer Torah. It has to be klaf and dio. Right? But they're learning that the words have to be there, not just the gzeiros hakasav, you need the words there, because the words are the communication of the ideas. So then you take klaf and dio dafka, and Hebrew lav dafka. It's the same sefer, whether it's in Hebrew or in another language, because the ikar of the sefer is the communicating of the ideas. The only question is, can you separate the lashon and the ksav? That's the question between Rava. That was Rava's question. Can you, once you say that the lashon itself is not dafka, do you say that, can you separate the ksav? Can you say the ksav is also, can you say, do you say, but the ksav is dafka? All right, I mean, what's difficult according to Rava is that if a person doesn't know the Hebrew lettering, how's he going to do it? You can say the ikar is the communication. How do you split off the language from its the spoken language from its written form? Right. Unless he holds only Hebrew has a din of only the Hebrew lettering has a din of only Hebrew lettering has a din of ksav. I mean, it's difficult, sorry to say.